All right, it's time for us to bring in Mary Beth Knapp from the Humane Society of York County. She's got a check of our pets of the week. And good morning to you, Mary Beth.
Well, good morning and happy Spring Monday. It's stunning outside.
Oh, we'll take this all day long for sure. Now, we can do without the yellow coating on everything, but we're in the South, so we're used to it. But then it gets on our fur babies when they go outside, and it's everywhere, and then they track it in the house, and it looks like a crime scene.
That's right, and you suck it in all day long, and then you have this thing stuck in your throat. It's just lovely, but it is still beautiful outside.
I'll still take it. I'll take 66 over 26 all day long.
That's right. Well, we've got some beauties to talk about today, but I just wanted to mention, now is the time. If your baby or if you know of babies that are not spayed or neutered, cats or dogs, both are equally challenging, please let us know. We have a subsidy program that we'd love to help and help fund to get your baby or even a local baby fixed. Because the better having them fixed, the better results, right? They're not on the streets, they're not having issues, and they live longer. So give us a call, 803-547-PAWS, P-A-W-S. So just a little PSA there. Our cat of the week, oh my gosh, have you seen her? Mm. Isn't she stunning?
That's right. She looks like she's ready for Christmas March.
My God. And she is just like a model cat.
Yeah.
She's stunning.
She knows her angles.
She's like looking over her shoulder.
She does. She knows where to look at the camera for sure.
Exactly. Well, she is a calico beauty, and her name is Clara. Obviously, she has these gorgeous green eyes that will melt your heart. She was brought in as an owner surrender about 15 weeks ago, and we're so happy we have her because she is safe with us. So that's a great thing. Though we hate that folks are missing out on her. Given just a little bit more time, we could have maybe worked through some things. But what we've gotten to know about this beauty is she is estimated to be just over a year old. She is absolutely stunning, and she's still adjusting to her new environment. She is spayed, vaccinated, microchipped, and tested. And then, of course, like everyone, given enough transition time, she will blossom into your very best fur friend. She loves to have a window perch where she can watch the birds from. She also likes other cats, which is fabulous. So if Clara grabs your attention and your heart, give us a call, 803-802-0902, or with the cats, you can stop in and meet her when we are open. Then we've got the dog of the week. Oh my goodness, another one, Wesson. He is super handsome. He was brought to us because he was running about. He was a stray found running about on a golf course in our local area. So we're very happy they brought him to us because, again, he's off the road. He's safe and sound, and we now are having him for adoption. And what we've learned about him is he is a big boy with high energy. We're estimating him to be just over 70 pounds, so that's pretty darn big. He would do well in a home where he can play hard in the yard and then chill on a couch with his people. And he is also just over a year old, so he's got that puppy energy, even though he is a big boy. So you have to take that into account. He does love his belly rubs, and he's a super dog-friendly dog, equal his energy. He is very strong, so that's something we'd love to have some dog-savvy people come meet him because, you know, taking him for a walk, we don't want anyone to be pulled about. And he daily walks are a necessity for him to eliminate his energy. He also is neutered, vaccinated, tested, and microchipped, as all our animals are. So if this gorgeous boy grabs your attention, again, his name is Wesson, give us a call, 803-802-0902. We'd love to get an appointment on the books so you can meet him personally. Then we've got What's Super Paws, and we wanted to give you an update on this gorgeous lady, Danbury, who a few weeks ago had the double knee surgery. Mm-hmm. It was so traumatic. But, oh, my gosh, I encourage folks to go to our Facebook page and see the transformation, how she was walking, limping most of her life like a rabbit almost, to how she is doing now. And we are so excited about that because she will be available for adoption in a matter of weeks, which is fantastic. Again, a big plug for foster care because she is in foster care right now, recuperating, and we can't be more happy about that. So thank you for everyone who has donated on that. And of course, are you an animal lover or a hard worker or both? we are hiring. So if you love animals like we do, and you love to do, you know, get out there, walk, do the transformation of how they come in scared and then they leave more confident. All of it is such a wonderful, energetic, compassionate, wonderful effort. You have to be 18 years or older, dependable, but we'd love to meet you. So if you are looking to get into the animal world, we'd love to get and talk to you about this. Email MeganP@thehsyc.org, and we'll talk more about it. Rescue needs this week are dog treats, both soft and hard. We always ask for bleach, laundry detergent, and pine cat litter, but definitely need those things. And, of course, spring is here, and that means that we, more than ever before, need your help. So think about getting involved. Spread the word. The more you share about our animals, the better, because that connection's out there. We just need to make it. And then, of course, I say this every week, but consider fostering. It's a fantastic way to meet animals, have animals in your home for 2 weeks to maybe a month, and you never know. You may fall in love, and our fosters get first right of refusal when they fall in love. They can adopt. So, like most of us, we are all foster fails, and we are happy to be that because they are fantastic. And then, of course, give back. Donate your time by volunteering. You can volunteer at our rescue, at our thrift shop. You can do off-site volunteering. Donate your talents. Donate your stuff. Gently use items to our thrift shop where we turn it into life-saving dollars. Of course, consider the Humane Society of York County in your portfolio and legacy planning, and shop. Shop like you are just shopping like crazy, because it's therapeutic, it's cathartic, and of course it helps us. So shop 24/7 at our eBay page or at our Positivity Thrift Shop. And the best news every week from January 1 to current, we have placed 49 dogs. Mm. And 124 cats. That's wow. A total of 173 pets. Oh, my gosh. And it's just March 23rd. So let's keep up sharing the news, because it's working. Oh. And we can't do it alone. So thank you guys so much for helping us do this.
Absolutely, Mary Beth. 173 pets are in loving homes right now. So kudos to those families for making the first step and reaching out to the Humane Society of York County. Mary Beth, thank you to you and all the human volunteers as well. And love those fur babies for us.
Oh, thank you so much. You have a great week and enjoy this weather.
Thank you, Mary Beth.
Take care, guys.